Hi, my name is Angel Santiago, and today I am with my cousin. I am 13 years old, and today's date is November 15th, 2017. And we are recording this in Panorama City, California. Okay, just for an interview, can you tell me your name, relationship to me, and age?
My name is Carlos Quintanilla, I'm 22 years old, and you are my cousin.
Alright. Also, would you mind if this interview is published?
No, I don't mind.
Alright. So tell me, what were you like as a child? What did you look like, and how did you like to spend your time?
As a child, I was, quiet, calm. I was always pretty short and chubby until I got to about high school. And, I liked spending my time outside, playing sports, or playing video games.
Right. And so, tell me, what was daily life for you? Like, how were your parents, and what was, like, your influence?
Daily life for me was, pretty calm. I would play a lot, go to school. I would, my grandma and my cousin would take care of me. All my parents were at work. My parents worked a lot when I was a kid to, you know, make ends meet. And but when they were home, they were good to us. You know, I remember playing with my dad a lot as a kid, and my mom's always been really sweet. Yeah.
All right. And so, tell me, what was like school life like?
School was always good. I always had fun. I liked, I was always very social. I liked, you know, playing around a lot.
Yeah.
And, I was definitely,
yeah,
on top of my grades for my parents.
Alright. Now, what was, like, the highest, like, level of education you got to?
I graduated high school, and I'm still in college, I know.
All right. And so tell me, like, about a teacher, like, who had an impact on your life, like.
I think I had a math teacher, Miss Wong, when I was in 11th and 12th grade. She was always really good, you know, to the whole class, not just me. She was sweet. She would, but math hasn't always been my strong suit. And she would always give me, like, multiple chances to improve my grade and stay after school and study, or go in at lunch and study with her. So she was very, it was a positive experience in high school.
Yeah, and would you say that's, like, really different from any other teacher you've had?
Yeah, because I feel like, not a lot of teachers in school really gave as much effort and as she did, and you can really tell, you know, that she cared, like, genuinely.
Yeah. And so, overall, did you like school? What was, like, your favorite part of it?
I had, like, a love-hate relationship with school. Towards the end, towards in high school, I just really enjoyed football, so I just maintained my grades to be high enough to play, honestly.
Yeah.
I always liked being active more than being in a classroom. I like being out and being physical and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. Now, what were, like, some of the jobs that you had as a teenager? Like, what did you do with the money that you earned?
Pretty much the only job I had as a teenager was working with my parents, because they always needed my help. You know, whenever I could lend a hand, I would help them. As a teenager, I didn't really have a job. I would always just help them, you know?
Yeah.
But it taught me the value of money, hard work, and really what my parents went through when I was a kid.
Yeah, and so, like, would you say that's one of, like, the most important things you've learned out?
Yeah, it's definitely, like, a part of it. Learning the value of money was good for me because a lot of people my age would, you know, wouldn't really save money. They would just burn it on just things a kid would buy, and I was never really like that. I always saved my money for when I really needed it, or occasionally I would splurge, but not as much as my friends would.
Yeah. And yeah. So can you tell us what was the college that you're attending right now?
Los Angeles Community College.
All right. And so what do you have to say, like, upon that, like, right now, like, going to college? How is that different from your family or in that kind of, like, perspective?
School, like, high school and middle school and all that? What's the difference, excuse me?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, well, now everything's on me. Like, no one's really pushing you to get to class, to do your work. Now everything's on you, you know? You have to be really strong-minded to get to it.
Yeah. And so what's your, like, daily life now, like, based on that?
What do you mean, like, involving school and all?
Yeah, and, like, what's your, like, life, like, right now? Like, how are you experiencing life? Like, what's your day-to-day out?
Day-to-day, right now, I'm not taking any classes because I just had a baby. But I'll start again in spring.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just... I'm training because I have fights coming up. Taking care of my child, and then working in the evenings. But then when spring rolls around and fall, it'll be like, it's definitely school is a priority, you know.
Yeah.
Can't do anything without getting a degree. So I'll probably wake up a little earlier, you know, do what I have to do, and then go to class. Get out of class, relax a bit, and then go to work in the evening again.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, overall, like, we've heard a lot of things that you like, but what's something that you're passionate about?
Right now, I'm just passionate about being a father. You know, my son's everything to me. Also, training. I like fighting and Muay Thai and boxing, so I train to get better, you know, to win more fights, to get out there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so, like, based on all that, like, where do you see yourself in the future?
Well, I really want to be a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
So, eventually, you know, in the future, in the near future, hopefully, I see myself becoming a cop and, you know, taking care of my family.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, just becoming a real adult, you know, with a career and my family life together.
Yeah, as you said,
yeah.
Like, working is, like, one of the, like, the most important things to your family.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, working has been, like, one of the most, like, important things to your family, and it seems to you, like, you're working harder to provide for your family. You're working harder to help yourself, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it all stems from, you know, our parents being immigrants. So, you know, they're coming here, they didn't really have any other choice but to work hard, you know, and maintain what we got and raise the kids, you know.
Yeah.
So, all of that is just about paying it forward, you know, and being humble and realizing that, you know, it takes a lot of hard work to be a functioning member of society and you know, taking care of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries, man. I got you.
All right. Cool. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right. Thank you. You too.